Welcome back to the Cambie campus at the Minnesota West Community and Technical College, the 25th annual extravaganza going on. I should ask Rebecca Weber how they came up with the word extravaganza. Maybe somebody will know, but with me right now is the power line instructor from the Granite Falls campus, Brian Bidibos. Did I say that last name right, Brian?
That's correct. Yeah.
How long have you been the instructor over there?
Well, we started the program, about 5 years ago in Granite. Otherwise, we were Don Jackson asked me to get going in Granite.
Okay.
So, been there 5 years. I've been teaching the program for 15.
15 years.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's talk about the power line students or the power line industry. There's a big need for it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they can't get enough students. Usually when I take them to a contractor for a visit just to see their shop and stuff, they'd hire them right on the spot.
On the spot? Oh, jeez.
Because there's a need out there, and it is a physical job yet, but we don't climb as much as we used to. You know, we got the bucket trucks and pieces of equipment that we use, but it's still a physical job, and you're out in the environment, but it's very rewarding when somebody's power's out and you...
Yeah,
you're able to get it back on for
it. So who hires these power line different cities, municipalities, anyone else? Or?
Yeah, municipals, cities, electric co-ops, investor-owned like Minnesota Power, XL Energy, you know. And the unique thing about this job is you could start out as a lineman and you could work your way up and be CEO of the company.
Oh,
because we have some CEOs out there with these utilities that were linemen at one time.
Wow.
So it's a pretty unique industry for that.
That's right. Before we went on the air, you were telling me about the wages and, the cost for 1 or 2 year program versus what you get paid.
Right. You know, a lot of my students last year were starting at $30 an hour after 1 year of schooling. And
amazing.
You know, and you have... You know, roughly anywhere from $12,000 to $15,000 invested in your schooling, you can pay that off pretty quick.
Yep. Yeah, a lot better than a 4-year college.
Right.
Yeah. That's amazing. So, how many students are enrolled in the diesel or in the power line?
We average about 12 to 15, and we'll take up to 25.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk about the technology. I'm sure it's changed over the years. How things are done in a way?
Yeah, for the big changes, we're doing more underground.
Okay.
More wires are going in the ground, and
that way you don't have to repair them as much, I'm guessing, when a windstorm comes down.
Right, but it takes longer to fix.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, because if the lines go down off a pole, you can see where it needs fixing. The underground, you got to figure out where the bad spot is, then dig it up, repair it, put it back in the ground.
Okay.
So it takes
a
little
while. Yeah. Wow, that's right. Yeah, so that's good. Good program. So it's just at the Granite Falls campus that you have the power line technology?
And Don Jackson.
And Jackson, like you said. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So what do you like about being an instructor?
Well, I love sharing what I've learned over the years. I was a lineman for 20 years. And then I did safety training for electric co-ops for 6 years around the state of Minnesota.
Oh.
Before I started teaching at Minnesota West.
Okay.
So it's very rewarding, you know, and all I want these guys to do is get a job and be safe out there working.
Yeah. That's right. Well, you're almost guaranteed a job if you could get into the power line technology program, right?
Right. Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, Brian, thanks for joining us here on Q92 today during the extravaganza. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
You too.
Brian
Bidibos.
Yeah. Okay. Power line instructor at the Granite Falls campus and on the Minnesota West Community and Technical College. We'll take a break, come back and talk with some diesel students right after this.